Blog Talk Radio.
I apologize for starting my show 1 minute late. I accidentally used the guest call-in number instead of the host call-in number. It's totally me, and I think I'm sleep deprived. Anyway, I'm Anita, and this is Intimacy because it's more than just sex. And today's episode is going to be about how being the best isn't really the key to success. And I know everybody grows up, be the best, be the best, be the best, and all that other crap. But that's really not the key. There are a lot of talented, well, not so talented people who are successful. Let's face it, the guy who found Virgin Records is not knocking this up, but he's dove in. He just dove into business and ended up making millions of dollars. And that's probably the key to it, willing to learn and not being an arrogant smug. But there are people who's like, you're talented, you're great at your job, but nobody wants to work with you. Nobody wants you as a leader because you're arrogant. You don't value people's opinions. Your way or no way. You're not willing to learn. I've had jobs where I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I've even told them, I have no idea. I went to school for liberal arts, and now I am doing accounting. It's like, how did that happen? I like my job. I love the people and everything about it, and I'm willing to learn. So that means taking notes. So that meant I had to take a lot of notes, which as a mass comm major, you become really good at taking notes. Look at my notes and figure out a way to do it. And that's also another key. Figure out how to do something. It may not be the A, B, C, D. It may be A, Q. I'll get back to, like, B. You figure out what works, and you find a niche. It's hard. It's scary. But those are the two keys to success. There are a lot of great people who are very talented who don't have those keys. And maybe if they had the keys of being humble and willing to ask for help and just dive in. And that's another thing. It's so scary to dive into something out of your comfort zone. And not be the... Just jump in. See how it goes. And maybe having a plan isn't the best plan. Life is not full of plans. Life is an outline in pencil. It changes. Nobody has this idea of, yay, let's, you know, everybody has this idea. Planning, it'll have moments, but life goes off course, and you have to learn to deal with the surprise planning. And that's just a part of it. And I'm not sure if there are any listeners out there, but if there are listeners, I'm going to give the call-in number. The call-in number is 213-943-3434. And I'd also like to say thank you. I am up to, I've had 36 listeners for the last 4 shows, so that's something that I'm really, really proud of. What else? So, yeah, I did talk to Elliot. Elliot's Elliot. You know, we've been friends for years. He got his son. Oh, my gosh, his son's so adorable. And I have made it through another month in Co, which I'm so happy about. It's for anybody who's ever done month in Co, it's stressful, but you learn a lot. You learn to think on your feet. If something happens, like, you jump right in. Like, okay, this works out, and you're there, and you're willing to sit there and just learn. I have friends who are accountants, and, yes, occasionally liberal arts people and math people do meet and talk and socialize. So, I'm like, oh, my gosh, and they're like, no, it'll be fine. So you got to the point where it's like, okay, there's coffee in the cafeteria. We can make this work. And there's food. We're going to make this work. And that's another thing. Well, that's another key to success. Not the being delusional. Because some people are like saccharine sweet optimists that just turn you off. But You're going to make it work. You learn to make it work. You're not negative. You're not stressful because, let's face it, it's actually easier to be a pessimist than an optimist, and it's just crazy to be a delusional optimist. But you figure out what works. You just, okay, this is stressful. We all know this. Figure out how to fix it. Are you going to figure it out, or are you going to sit there and complain and there's no way? And occasionally ask for help. I bottle of Jack Daniels. I still haven't. Yes, and I've known bosses who have received, never tried Jack Daniels. But I'm hoping there are listeners who would like to call in. My call-in number is 213-943-3434. So what else is going on? Besides the job I currently have and the foray into banking, I had no clue. But I was actually, once I got the nerves, so I still did have a little bit of nerves because I was learning HELOCs and mortgages, and I'm like, oh my gosh. And a lot of people there, John, didn't have. They have had experience in the past with home mortgages and everything. But actually, it was pretty good about, it was actually a good experience working there because I learned a lot about it and good teachers. That's another key to success, having good teachers and good people. Because if you're around a negative group of people, you won't really learn. And if they're not willing to teach you, there's only so much you can learn by yourself when you are in a field where you're not the best. And if no one's willing to help you, I mean, I get the whole, you know, independent, blah, 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 but it's sort of setting yourself up. You have to be around supportive people, especially at a job, because with a job, you see these people and you are around these people more than you are at home. And the last thing you want is a job. And there's a difference between job and career. But you don't like the people, and you're crying, and you're miserable, and your friends are on the phone, and they're counting how many times you say the word miserable. Yeah, that's not a good thing. That will turn you off of a job, and also that will diminish your success because it will make you into a negative person and possibly turn you into an ass gerbil, which was on episode 2. I only got that one up. Yes, I'm checking my, plugging my own previous episode on a current episode. But when you become that, you're not going to be successful. You're going to be just this festering boil of misery that spreads and limits and maybe implodes on health, and it's just not good. So we have discussed it, the secrets to success. You have to be willing to learn. You have to find somebody willing to teach you, a great support system. Know yourself. That's the key. Know what works for you. Even if it's outside of your comfort zone, there are going to be MOs in the randomness. Watched a lot of crime drama, so particularly everybody has a, people are creatures of habits. Learn the habits that work towards you. Maybe you tried out to be a singer. You are a horrible singer, but you might make it as a singer if you know the right people and good producers, or maybe you'll become successful at something else, like songwriting or arranging. Because you know yourself. You know, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm not. People, you know you're not a negative sourpuss who just, like, negative Debbie Downer person who people avoid when they see you. And they're willing to be drawn to you. Kooky. I know it's all kooky and new age, but it's true. If people are willing to be drawn and they will want to help you, that's a great key, because you cannot be successful alone. I don't care what anybody, independent, book, no. You still need people. All animals, I mean, and yes, people are animals, and it's not just a contract, are not made to be alone. No animal, I mean, you don't see dogs by themselves. Oh, yeah, you do, and they're usually, like, messed up. I mean, physically, they're, like, encaved and antisocial. But even the antisocial, they have a connection of a circle of friends. They found their tribe and all that stuff. But the keys to success are not being best. And, yeah, there are people who are great. I've worked with people who on paper were great at their jobs. But they were just, they didn't have those keys. Nobody wanted to be around them. They were negative. They were stubborn. And it's like, nobody's questioning your abilities. And I respect the fact that you are the best. Your work speaks for it. But you're an arrogant prick. Really, look at Hal. He was, okay, fictional doctor, but he was an arrogant. And it was only so high he could go. And it was a part of him being a negative. But nobody like them, and I know it's like personality, yeah, it does. And just those are the things. And if anybody else would like to call in and talk more about the keys to success, the number is 213-943-3434. I've had a lot of jobs that did not have anything to do with my major, and I had to use these skills. I had people willing to teach me, and I was willing to ask questions. And some questions, when I said them out loud, like, okay, yeah, that was stupid. And I learned from my mistakes. I was willing to own up and accept accountability. I'm like, okay, I messed up. I learned from it. Where did I go wrong? Also, be willing to learn from your mistakes. That goes back to the don't be an arrogant thing. You made a mistake. You admitted it. You didn't wallow. And let's face it, sometimes the wallowing and that Ben and Jerry sounds so good after a bad day and a good cry. You may need to have your moment. Have your moment. Cry, cuss, whatever. Do it in your car, bathroom, whatever. Clean yourself up. Learn from it. Insanity. Just remember that about insanity. Insanity is making the same mistake over and over and expecting different results. If it didn't work, like, okay, did I learn from it? And it was an epic failure. I learned from it. I am willing to ask for help. I will move on. And that's a part of it. Just do those things and you may become successful. Or it's not about being the best. And they're very, look at singers. There are singers literally dime a dozen. Some of the people on the charts, you listen to the song, they are not the best singers. But then some people will say, well, singing is relative, what's good. Everybody has heard a song on the radio where the singer's like, "Verse is not a very good singer." And somebody saw something in them to make them a singer, and they became a singer. Weren't the best, but they probably did one of the songs. They asked for help. They found their niche. They found their tribe. They learned from their mistakes, and they managed to stay, or could be completely wrong, and they just slept with the right person. By the way, they had to find a tribe or somebody in the tribe to sleep with. And I really appreciate listeners for the preamble. This is intimacy because it's more than just sex, and I'm Anita. Thank you, and I will talk to you again.